Okay, I guess to pick up where we left off. Uvinei hakavona azeis leisi. We did this already, or this is or kashe hisbarli or we kashe hisbarli. That's what I'm up to, or before that? Did I... Hello? Okay, so. Check back or forward?
He definitely mentioned it.
Okay, good. The cashier, his barley, I talk about the sound. So let's go there. Okay. So let's do. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We talked about Baal Lochus and Dillis and about Sefa Chepitz. No, okay, so let's start here. Because she's Baal Leo Inyan Hazir, the Ola Bedaiti, Lechabir, since he has decided how to organize the Sefa, and he's organizing according to Mitzvahs. And he thought that he'd write a brief synopsis of the mitzvahs with all of Bedaiti Lechaber es a sefer Ulahaskir. The sefer is Mishneh Torah. Ulahaskir kol hamitzvahs bas kolo leloy pirush. In other words, just without an explanation, just the mitzvah as it is. Vulem noisom bepsichas ha-sefer, as the, what he has in mind, what he wrote, something like the Mina Kotzer. Okay? And he doesn't need a raya, he doesn't need anything, he just is not interested. He just wants. What he means, lo pirush, or stam, or in other words, without any rais. His ore bi hatzar shekvar hitzta'arti ze boi ze shon. And you find in some editions shon rabois. Okay, the word rabois is not there, but the reason why it is there, okay, is because in Arabic is different than other languages, and there's a plural. See, in English, once you have a plural, or in Hebrew also, a plural, it could be the minimum of two, okay? But there's some ways of making a plural in Arabic that's at least three. So they wanted to show that it's more than two, so they probably added the rabbis in, okay? But that's the idea. And as I pointed out before, he has tzar, okay? And he's been having tzar for years about this issue, but that's not a reason to write Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? V'hu shaminyun shal ha-mitzvahs kvar hishtapshu bo b'inyonim. It's so confused and so different than what it should be. Sheloi ucha letaye godel muzulosom. That it's impossible to say how strange and how bad it is. Okay. Lefi shekol mi sheyoga b'minyonim o b'chi b'sefer b'dover me'akavona izayis. Any partially the whole thing, okay? So everything stems back to the Baal Lochus Gedolus, okay? So the first question you have to ask, so before you start, and what's he going to say? This, I don't understand why he says, Kapach interprets it, well, not the Midrachav, it's much Kavanosim, I don't know what that means exactly over here. And ולענותו מדרוכב לצי במניונו כי אם נטיע מאותו. And anyone who disagrees, it's only just what you call a tweak, just a little bit of a change. Ki ilu hadeis omdu etzel or kofu etzel maima hoish hazeh, as if that he is the makor and the vetumim as far as minyan mitzvahs. Okay, and then he quotes others. Okay, and I'm going to come back to the others. Okay, V'yodeya, I'm just going to skip a little. V'yodeya kale yisale v'day be'edusoy ki ani kol mashi izbonanti b'shibushayhem b'mashemono. In other words, use the word shibush. Shehem monim Mashinil Bashkofu Gishoino, it seems to be Shein Loilim Noise. It's not that you need a lot of thought about it. It's the instinctive intellectual approach is counterintuitive to what they count. Ushinim Shuze Achaze Bidova Ze Miblis Boinus. Okay? And they didn't think about it, give any careful thought. His atzim ledaiti nizikenu, we'll see. The his dehezik that comes out of this amis chiyu v'yudo yis'alonu v'tihilochem ol kamukai. The kitzah is, it's all messed up, and it will come back to this a little bit, but Taloch gedoylo is kilu is the prime mover, and he's responsible for this complete disaster. Okay? Okay? That's l'chayre, what he's trying to say. And there's tremendous sar about it. Now, what I just want to do, you know, just before we get started, is, you know, the question is, when you think about the halachos gedolos, okay, and for example, I'll read you, you know, just, this is not really, just to get started, okay? But this is not really, I'm going to read you two Rambans, okay? The Rambam from left field, okay? One is Ramban Baba Basra, and one is Milchamos and Psachim, okay? The Ramban Baba Basra, Kuf Chav Heim Adeis, writes the following. V'hochi nami ashkechon lebal halochas gedoleis de v'milvo lo yoris lo bal elo di ma'avvon mile elo mihu shamine mino di kabola di kamoi hi v'leke le mindo mino de divi bal halochas gedoleis are Kabbalah v'kamoi, and you shouldn't move from it. Okay? Now I'll read you another quote. The Muhammad and Sochim in Zion on the Beis and Dabi Arif, Omar Kesev, Rabusa Lemechshev Gavre, Voba Loch Zedoylois, Uba Loch Psuchois, Upsukois, Kulam Omu, Mirloka Yoiv, Lova Shiua, Shmam Ramashu. The Kabbalah Biodeim, Me Rishonim, Uposhto, Biroiv Yisrael, Bisform Yishonim, Ubachol Haboim, Misfolad, Umena Yeshivois, Ufanib the Kobabobo, Sifa Yishon is Bezef, Alpishail is Chachme at Safatim, וכי נזר לזו בדוקויס לגאינם וישיינם וכל זה מוכיח שהוא דובר מוסכם משולם קדמוניאס. So, you know, it's like putting the halachas gedolos on a pedestal, okay? And it's a very strange thing, which I don't understand, okay? because if Ke'ilu the Mesera has ended with Ravina of Ashi, how can you give anyone any poor rank on anyone and say he has some type of Kabbalah? Okay? But this is what he seems to be saying. Okay? Okay. Now, the Rambam's approach to the Goyim is, first of all, that how do you define the Goyim? Okay? Are the Goyim those peculiar people who are Rosh Yeshivas, the Yeshiva Bavel? Or the Goyim is a term which could be used to others? Okay? The Rambam seems to clearly say that anyone who's mamik b'talmud, b'talmud, umotzi li'or, talumoysov, is called a goyim. And then he writes, Akdoma to Mishneh Torah, b'chol hachomim, sh'omdu acha chibu ha'gemora, ubonu boy, v'yotze bohem, lohem, shem b'chochmosam, hem ha'nikoyim goyim. B'chol elu ha'goyim, שעומדו בארץ ישראל ובארץ שינו ובספורד ובצופס, whether it's Spain or France or בובל או ארץ ישראל, לומדו דרך הגמורו והוציאו לו תלמויסו וביאו עניונו לפי שדרך עמוקו דאוקוי עד מאוד. And he's a going. So, for this money, you know, any Rishon who is a fine Lamdin, especially the Merkaz Eter and Sofas and Svarag in France and Spain could be going.
What about the Ashkenaz?
What?
And the Rhineland. What about the Ashkenaz and the Rhineland? That's France?
I don't. The truth is, I have no clue of what you see. You have to. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something. I'm not bothered by this. Okay, I'm going to make one comment, and I don't know if I know what I'm talking about. Okay, you have to keep in mind that the Rambam is post Crusades, and Germany has basically been decimated, okay? And the Bali Atesis, Bereshom, Rabbeinu Tam, has, and Rashi's base measures, which is also in Sofas, is basically on the way to capture the base measures. In fact, the Ramban also learned by the, yeah, so I'm not sure if the word sophos is so bad here, but that's not my issue, okay? And the whole purpose, all the Goyim are going to do, v'zuhi melechas Hashem she'osa bo kol Goyini Yisrael miyom she'chubur ha'talmud v'ad zman zeh she'ishon ha'shminis acha me'e v'elef l'chub v'nabayis v'hishnas arbo alofim u'chameyos Ushloishim v'shev lebriyas olam. All they're doing is interpreting the Talmud, and that's what they're doing. Any one of them. So, if that's the case, you know, you really can't pull rank. So, you know, whether you're the Baruch Dolis or the Sefer Chevus he's about to mention, it doesn't make a difference. And the Rambam himself says in the Akdoma, "V'chein im lomar echad me'agenim she'derech ha'mishpot kachu v'nizbayir lebez din ache she'omar achov she'ein ze derech ha'mishpot ha'kosu b'gemara." It's not proper pshat. It's not pshat. Ain't Shermin Larisha. Elfi elmi shadas neitel dvorov. What one from intellectual prowess would come in evaluating the rayis, that's the way to go. Bein rishon bein achrei. So there's no mesera. Okay. There's no mesera b'chal. And basically the Rambam can be done with the Baal Halachos as an equal. And that's the approach. And in fact, there's a tshuva of Rambam that the Rambam claims that a lot of his original mistakes in Madua Kam and Pirush Mishnayis were because he was Nimshach HaChaseifa Chepet or Kedoyma. And he accepted them without thinking about it. Now, however, the Ramban is very clear that the Rishonim are the Talmidim of the Ge'enim. We have to understand what that means, Talmidim. He writes in the Psicha, Ki heim lonu belimer ha Talmud pina v'omud heim ashe horenu v'limdunu hora and limud v'heim shehemidunu dunuhu dunu. They picked us up. We stand only because of them. Al dalke hatera heim hemidunu al dalke hatera ushvilo umehem shoalnu nesivas olam eze derech hatera lecheslo. So it means lechera, even though the simas a Talmud, there is an approach of learning which needs a Mesera. And you need a Rebbe. And the Goyim are Rabbeisa. Rabbi Yoina, in Obeis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, when he talks about the Mesera of the Moshe, Yeshua, Kenes, Kenes, Levim. So it says, V'gam ha-dor ha-hu, the door of Vina Avashi, the Chassimus HaTalmud, Mosur L'Gainim. Mosur L'Gainim. V'hoyis ha-Kabbalah me-Gain L'Gain, Kabbalah. Rab mipi rab ad hayoim hazeh. But he's not limited to the goyim. Rab mi rab ad hayoim hazeh. So l'chira, as of Geshemun, I'm saying more of Rabbi, he said that we're talking about derech halimut, because they have the chesimus of Talmud. You know, it's everything. Everything's written. And therefore, and that Mesera is not limited to the Goyim. That Mesera is Ariyim Azeh, he says. So therefore, since they are Rabbeisav, and we need them in order to learn how to learn. So the best we can do, the never shava b'shava, the same way if we're learning by a Rebbe and we think that a Rebbe makes a mistake, we can dan ketalmid adon lefnei raboi b'kalka, in the cases that he thinks that our Rebbe's mistake, lo yelohem chamon no yisei svarim tomid, epcha dalkom v'eida elkom, Ach b'asher lo yochilu rayonai od mufneim b'kalko eshpod l'mare einai u'ba'alocha bu'a lo yesepon b'atera. but it's not his equal. So there's a basic different approach between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of how do we deal with the Goyim? How do we deal with the Goyim? And the Ramban even goes further. That's what I mentioned at the beginning, that the Baha could somehow have some type of Kabbalas. We shouldn't even know what that means, because the Simas HaTalmud, what does this all mean? Okay? But I don't believe that these few Kabbalas that we're talking about, or what we're talking about, is the basis of Minyan HaMitzvos, because if they're the basis of Mitzvah, the Ramban wouldn't disagree with them at all. So I assume that he made his Minyan HaMitzvos with his Derech HaLimud. And since we're Talmidim in Derech HaLimud, it's not disagreeing with an equal. Okay? And you have to also always keep in mind the language that the Rambam referred to the Halachas Gedolos is almost like an equal, and a person who is responsible for this tragedy over here. Okay? And whereas in the Ramban, it's an erich of Rabbi, and sometimes I might disagree with him, but it's Rabbi. Then it's even further, okay? And the Chur is a larger conclusion. The question is, the Saburoyim, okay? That strange twilight period, which, people talk about, and they don't usually know what they're talking about, what is that exactly? So a priori, in the Rambam's approach, that you're talking about after Chasimus HaTalmud, anyone who knows how to learn is a Goyim, the whole Saburoyim period, we don't even know what it is, okay? And then no one's better than anyone else. And in fact, that's very clear, that's the Rambam's approach. Because you find the Rambam Pirush B'Shnayis in Krisus. Vayyisa Korov, L'dayti, Kiloshin Ze Pirush, V'Shem Uhu L'Rabon Tzavoroi, U'Kfar Nis Asakti, Kamapom Mabir Loshin Ze, V'Kul L'dayti Toz. So it's a Pirush which got into the Gemara, which is a Toz. And we don't know, from the Rambam's point of view, the Saburoyim have the right to write anything in the Talmud. And somehow fell into the Talmud. Then he writes, in the Pirush Shnayis and Zohim, U'Pirush Zeh Eino Me'etzim HaGemara Elihi Hago'o Me'Pirush. It's a Pirush. They Mefolish Mevaya, like the Goyim, not more or not less. Elihi Hago'o Me'Pirush Rabbon Tzavoroi V'kosvu ha-matikim b'teich ha-dvorim v'le'iru akach. It was a mistake that was incorporated in Talmud Bavli. They have no right to add or subtract. The Talmud Bavli was chsimus ha-Talmud. You can't add anything to it. Okay? So basically, looking at this, the Saburoyim are not anything different than the Goyim. And the Goyim not even think we showing him. Either you can learn or you can't learn. And if they're making a mistake, they're the toes. And that's it.
The toes is there's some things that does not that it was can put it in. That's also toes.
But first of all, they have no right to anything to the Talmud. And the Pirush Saburoyim, he has the right to say the toes, like he's right to say the Goyim with toes, to the equal.
Everyone should agree that they have no right to put it into Talmud.
Who said that?
I'm asking this.
That's where I'm coming from. That's That's what I'm here for. Okay, can I continue? Okay, now I want to read to you the following, okay?
Why are they equals? Because they're not Bala Mesorah?
Anyone after Avino Vashi, according to the Rambam, are equal. I don't know how far it goes, but certainly Rambam's time, it's anyone who can learn well. Is it equal to anyone else who could learn well after Chassimus HaTalmud?
Because the Mesorah ended.
Mesorah is ended. You don't even need a Mesorah how to learn. You learn and you work the right way. You get the proper derech and you're there. Okay, and it's not kagaboy. It's not the dom before the kalka. Now let me read to you. Nigeres from Rav Shrir Gain. Okay, Rav Shrir Gain and Nigeres. Okay, Nigeres of Shrir Gain. Ois Aintes, which is about the Saburoi. Ubosa Hochi, Afagaf de Badai, Horo Oloi Havis. Because it's the end of what they can't make. And new decisions, okay? Okay. They can fall back on the Talmud, but they can't, Havu saburoi dimfoshe pirushe. Okay. Their job is to explain. Then he adds words over here. Dimikrove lohiro'o. But they're close to Hero, which makes things very fuzzy. And once you do that, you'll see where you can end up going. Okay? V'ikru inu rabbonu tzavuroi. It's a little strange. He says, Habu tzavuroi v'ikru. Okay, I'm not getting involved. The way he phrases it is a little strange. V'chol mai da'avutoli v'koi b'pirshua. Those things that toli, that were hanging, they explained. Okay? They basically took care of all the loose ends in the Talmud. Okay? Okay? I'm just reading what he says. And I'm skipping a little bit because none of the gay. Then he gives a whole list of who they were. Shohoye Nira im Pirushe. Shohoye Nira. This is his opinion. In Pirushe Rabbonu Tzavuroi Nikvu B'Talmud, if their explanation was incorporated in the text of the Talmud, I don't know who decided and how it was decided, but he clearly says very clearly that if it was incorporated, I guess if the yeshivas put it in, I don't know exactly what it means, but listen to what he says. In Pirushe Rabbonu Tzavuroi Nikvu B'Talmud Ein Rishus Lachlak Aleihem V'zehu D'mikarve L'Hiro'o. As much as they're incorporated into the Talmud, Ki'ilu, they almost have the rank of the Talmud. Okay, this was as far as your question. She'ein lohem rishus l'chadish shum hayro chadosha. Ochein pirushom yesh lohem b'divrei Talmud v'nikvoyim b'Talmud. Then he says v'einoy nikro hoysofa al Talmud. And what it becomes is incorporated l'chayre in Talmud, which is a whole different approach to what's going on. Okay? I don't know if anyone else takes that approach. I don't know. I'm not getting involved in this, okay? Because the Ramban and no one else, we're not talking about Rabban and Saburoi, but I'm telling you, according to the Ramban, it's a straight arena. From the historical point, Avinu Avashi on, it's all the same field. Anyone who knows how to learn is a goyin. Anyone who doesn't know how to learn is not a goyin. And any goyin can disagree with any other goyin in Shalom Yisrael. Ramban says there's a Meseira. the Rabbi Yoina, there was a Messiah. See, I assume that, in other words, a person can't open a Gemara and say, I know how to learn. Okay? That's very clear, according to Ramban. His only knowledge of learning is that he got a Messiah of how to learn, and those people gave him the Messiah Rabbeisav. And I guess a Rebbe is a Rebbe, by definition, is your Rebbe also. Okay? And therefore, your approach to the Goyim is your Rav. You're allowed to be done in Rabbi Batalka. And that's the best you can do. And it's a whole different approach. And that's the Ramban with the Bahag. And that's what he's coming over here. But it's not a Chamonos to Caleb. So, not a Chamonos to Solom. Because the Chamonos to Caleb just have to say yes. It's not Rav Shua going with the Saburoim. Okay? He is Rabbi, but you can disagree with him. And you have to be done, not disagree with him per se, done the Fnehem Bekalka. Okay? That itself, you know, if you want, I can explain it with done the Fnehem Bekalka, but I don't think that that's really germane to our issue over here. But that is what's happening over here. The Rambam talks about the Tzal, Ba'aloch Zedilis, you know, he's a Goyin, I'm a Goyin, you know, so, you know, and I'm mitztayin that he, you know, he messed the world up. Okay? And the Bahak says, what are you talking about? Chabrisov, you know, if you're down the Fnei Bakalka, you know, and you have to see, you know, who it is and what it is, and it's a whole different approach to the issue. Correct? This is a very important point, and I didn't want to skip it, okay? Now that we have that, I just want to tell you, the first point that I mentioned, that they have some types of Kabbalas, okay? It's very difficult for me to quantify what it means. I don't think it has any impact on the issue of Sefer Mitzvahs. It's just the idea. Okay? Because I don't believe the Maseira is as far as this issue is concerned. I don't believe that the Ramban would call the Bahag his Rebbe because of this. So, L'chir, what he's trying to say is not only that there's Sar over here, that the minion is wrong, but this Tesefis Sar, that the minion, which we call Tayag, is so zany. Shloi ucha letaye gulda mazaruso. That's what he's trying to say. And that's Tesefis Sar. And that's what he adds later, you'll see. That's why he goes out of his way to say that the Sefer Chafetz does things which are even stranger. Shekol mi sheyogav minyonim o b'chi bo sefer b'dvar me kavona me azoi me dodoch azoi sheyim shechu kulom acha ba'a lochaz gedoilis lo notu, excuse me, this one should be like this. Oh, b'chibo sefer b'dvar me'amator is probably a better translation as this. Ninshechu kulam acha ba'al loch gedoilis v'loi notu midrocho b'minyonom ki im netiyem ma'ota. Okay. Ki ilu adeis omdu eitzel maimo isha zeh. He's just telling you he's crying because there seems to be almost a kilu, it's like fighting, excuse me, you know, it's almost as if that this is the accepted approach, and almost denying this is almost denying the Messiah. Okay? Kiilu adeis omdu eitzel maimo ish hazeh. Okay? V'afilu bal sefer mitzvahs amufusam reisi Shehilgish al chele cotton, meshibushi baal al chedelis, boye kosher le daitoi, limnois biko cholim and ichum abelim, kamoshe baal al chedelis, halochis. We pointed out in Sherish Alz and Beis, the Ram disagrees with it, okay? It's a drabon and it's a drosha, correct? Humashe huk shaloi hu kosher. It's taka difficult. Hello, shehebi dvolum yoise kosher. and how you value it with Yosef Koshim is okay. V'nimshech achrov v'mashu Yosef Muzo. It's difficult and it's strange. And strange is a reason to increase sound. Kmo she'izbor l'mishe ayin b'mamoreinu zeh. Because when Cherish Yudalid, he takes on the Sefer Chafetz.
Would the Rambam's approach change? I mean, even if the Rambam would accept the Ramban, that the Bahag is a Rebbe, he still could write the same lines here, no?
I don't think that you talk about your Rebbe in this way. You tone it down a lot more, I think. That's my opinion. What can I tell you?
Yeah, just saying the Torahs are so great. I mean, if you see a Rebbe saying such a funny thing.
I don't know. You see, for example, you know, this old dinim of Yira had a say to Rebbe, but Ulai and this whole dinim of Kilu Chilik al Yeshivosay, this halachas, and this I don't think this is the way you speak to Rebbe. But okay, you say that. And if you get the impression, Lo, I don't believe what you're saying for the following reason. The Ramban is Akdomatus Psicho is basically saying why he's coming to the aid and writing Hasogas on the Rambam. Okay? And he's trying to say the reason I come to the aid is because I look at him like my Rebbe. Okay, and I think that's what's happening over here. Okay, and in many cases he may end up agreeing with the Rambam halacha lemaisa in the minyan, but he's ready to take the halacha to this case in the Shoshim because he just wants to point out that you can't call, you know, the Baal halacha gedolus teyer, and if you are, you're done with nei bakalka, and that's the best you're doing. I don't know if you talk about your Rebbe in terms of shibush. I don't know if that's the way it happens. But what can I tell you? That's my feeling, but maybe I'm wrong. The truth is the Ramban has halacha for the Rambam also. He calls him always Rav. Okay. V'nimshach achrav b'mashu yoyse muza. Kom shizboi l'mishayim mamoreinu zeh. Cherish your dollar. V'yodei ho'keil yis'ale v'day v'idusa k'ani mash izboinanti b'shibusheyem b'mashemonu. Again, shibush. Okay? Sheheimoini mashenir b'ashkofa g'ishayna shein roilem noisai. It's talking about, it's such an intellectual mistake that there's no way, you see, I don't know if that's the way you told them. It's an intellectual mistake which you can't even justify. That, you know, they looked at it, but you didn't look at it seriously. Because any simple look at this would tell you a different world, and it's wrong. And even think about it seriously. That's not the way you told your Rebbe. I don't think so. His atzim. Ledaiti nizikai. Nizikenu. How much there is a Hezekiah. When it's Amit Chiv Yehuda Yis Alelonu, Usehe Lochem Chazes Hako, Kedivre Haseifa Chosum, Ashigitnu Oisei El Yudea Seifa Lemo, there's a Seifa which is sealed with wax. Okay? And you give it to someone who can read a Seifa. There's no way of opening it. Okay? And basically, the Baal HaLochas Doilis and the Mshochim Achrov, what they ended up doing is made the Minyan HaMitzvah HaMiti into a Sefer Chosum. Because even your day safer can't even begin to even think about it, open it up.
You think he's never been the whole thing, basically?
Yeah. And this is what he says And more in the Bucha used this pasuk in the same type of way. B'chein yikla lahamoin b'divrei hanevi'im shove b'shove ksas divrei'im lo yavinu klal. Some of the words in the Nevi'im, they have no clue of what's going on. Avo k'moi she'oma v'tihi lochem chazeis hakol k'divrei seif achosam. Okay? So, in other words, it's not only that they messed up in Shibush in Minyan HaMitzvahs, they made the Minyan HaMitzvah miti into Sefer HaChosel. Okay? And that's what I'm trying to explain, why you just can't write a Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because everyone thinks that, you know, everyone think, you know, this is missing the point. Let's continue, okay? But it's an amazing thing. I don't know. I can't imagine what to say. No, some of them might disagree with my voice side, but I this is not the language that I don't know. It's not the language I was brought up with. V'chein kashe shamati was hovis rabois hamispo she's chabru Etzleinu b'eretz Sforad. Here he's talking about Ashoris. He's not talking about Psadigrein. It's not even clear the Rambam even knew of Psadigrein when you know mitzvahs lazos. Ashoris means songs like Ibn Gabriel that they wrote minyan mitzvahs as in a poetic fashion. You know, it's an amazing thing. Why is he talking about poets now? And I'll explain to you. You have to read the whole thing to get the picture. V'chein kasha shomati o ashovois rabois hamispos shishavu when he heard them etzleinu b'eretz Sforad. And this is a very important point. You can just, you know, when you want to date this, the Rambam is in Spain. Unless he's writing, you know, ancient history. I don't know. You know, he said etzleinu b'eretz Sforad, and he left at a very young age. Okay, nepchu sirai olai l'ma shiraisi supposed. Okay, I'm completely, I lost like obdu eshnoisai l'ma shiraisi. So, you know, the question is, you know, why should Ram be disturbed about what poets write? You know, that's very strange, okay? So he's trying to say that what happened is the Sefer Mitzvahs, which that Lochas Gedolus made, is almost like try to fight City Hall. Because this became, for example, I'm not talking about, you know, for example, Godel Echad. I'm not saying who or what or when. But you know, if he's like the accepted Godel, imagine someone trying to say or saying or discussing or asking kashes the kilo to mistake. Okay? They'll think the person is completely missed the boat. And the fact that they were accepted as songs among the Hamon, and it tells you Shirisi Repilsimo Inyan, the Yose Nofuts, that how public and famous and known, and the assumption is this is it, then he's completely taken aback. So then he says the following, and this is a very important line: the af she'em lahashimo. You can't take a poet to task, okay, for making a mistake, and writing a song or a poem which revolves about a halachic mistake, okay? But l'chira michlalav at the shomei hein, he's taking the halachas gedolos v'nimshu achreihem to task for their mistake.
Something is a foil,
and he's taking them to a. He's taking them to task not only for the mistake, but if a person makes a mistake and it's kofu Or it's Omdu Hades Etzlo, so much slow, so that any poet or anyone writing at this point would use it, and that's Mufursam, and that's Nofutz. Man, you should take them to task. Okay? I don't know if that's the way you discuss. You hear me? But okay. That's, no, it's me. And that's only here. But it adds insult to injury of what happened before. That's what I think. Ki mechabreim hoyu paitonim lo mori hirro. Whether the word should be mori hirro or the translation is chachomim. And in Kapach says, in his ola bali teiro umulumodim. So Lachira, I would side here with Kapach, even though I know the Arabic, but I think it's important, because Lachira has very little to do with Minyan Mitzvahs. If you talk about Chachomim or Melumdim or whatever it is, then, you know, they're responsible to have Seichel Rishon, Hashkofa Rishonina, and they're also responsible with Zboinanus. Okay? A Python is not responsible for that. So that's again, he's saying, why should we mashim them? But who should it be mashim? The Chachamim, correct? So they're Paitonim. So their whole task here is to make a nice song or a nice sounding poem. Umashe Chayovim mitzad malachtom hishlimuhu ba'arevu samaymo viofi ashiro. Okay, they did the job exquisitely. I don't know why he says this over here. Okay, I don't know what this purpose like that with avladova shuhu kishiro nimshiruboy achan baal halok zedeles vizulasei mechachomim huachrim. So, okay. V'kashe chashavti b'zeh, v'yodati es pirsum ha-minyan hazeh, shebidei b'nei odom. So he sees that he's fighting against his own, he's banging his head against the wall. Yodati, shekashe atzki ha-nir et ha-minyan ha-miti, shuroi l'noyis, is getting back to his original statement, what he should be doing. Shuroi l'noyisai, Basko built him fresh to believe Aya, that it's not explained and there's no proof to it. Hine Hakira Rishon Shikrehu Yale Bedaita Shizetos. We have to know who this Kriya Rishon is, but L'Chayr is a Chocham, and not the Hamoyim, because L'Chayr, it'll be a difference if there is a Raya or not a Raya, okay? And it's only to a Chocham that would make a difference. V'tiya L'daitoy Ro'oyas Hato'ois, the Raya, that is a mistake. Hey, Yosef Behepech, Mashi is ki ploni ploni. It's against the accepted those people who know the Minyan Mitzvahs. Ki v'shizu, ki danas loy v'chidi askulo v'zmaneinu zeh. Okay, so maybe this is the Chacham Machrinim that we're talking about. Is every in this time now, this is the accepted fact. This is the accepted fact among the Chum and not only Amon. And it's also a taina on them. Ki einum boichanim amitas hamaimo b'inyonoi elo b'his amosoi l'maimo mishakodom. This is the Ram's general approach to learning, that you don't evaluate things on, you know, with question of rank. okay? And El Bis Amotzei L'mayim Mishikodom Mibuli B'chinas Amayim Mishikodom B'chol Shekein Ha'amoyim.
Who cares about the Hamon?
What?
Who cares about the Hamon?
No, so everyone, so they're certainly going to pad this, that there's nothing, that there's no chance anymore. In other words, the Hamon, there's no chance. And the Chachamim are going to go according to, you know, what they heard in the base measures. Okay, even when I'm thinking about it.
He gives no weight to precedence at all?
I don't know. This, I'll tell you something. I'll read you another Gam Kiddush HaChodesh. Omeacha, Perek Yitzayin Alokha Chofdal. Shekol Eil Advon Barayis Gurui Sein, She'ein Behem Deifi, Iyach Shel Odom Lahavi Achrei. Ein Choshishin Lamechabe Shechibroi. Oisoi, Nevi'im, Bein Shechibu, Oisoi, Goyi. Doesn't make a difference who wrote them. If the good is highest, it's good. If they're not good, it's not good. But, you got it? Shekol Dovo, Shinizgale Taimoi, Vinoida Amitosai, Birai She'im Ben Defi, Ain't same chalze ishomoi, oi lindoi, el shalondoi, el aharayish nisgalso, batam shenoida. Hello? And the Rambam is being very fair here, because he is ready to accept criticism. And if someone's going to come with a raya against what he says, he's ready to change his mind. And that's what he says in the tshuva. In Siman Tov Samach Daled. V'chein Reisi B'Oise He'oro. There was a role for someone who wrote Ephesus, some tainus on him. Moide Rav Shimon P'sik Reishe V'lo Yomus To'o Baal Ze Achibo B'Pirushoi V'lo Be'er V'mahi Tuvusoi V'ani Yodeya Shemachlas HaKol Achas Choli Kloli Shekol Mishem Moitzei Shedova mitvorai al klolo, al klolim, o plotim shoinim, shoinim midivri echad ha-goinim al mafoshim. If I say something different than one of the goinim or the mafoshim, chreshev shani toh. Okay, that doesn't bother, that's not dumb. What's important is the next thing. Vi omnom moida ani. Shelo locho kadogo sheete viyali mimeni iu oy nusach ve'ein ze dovo godo v'ani esmach ma'id shekach boikin achrei u'mi she'isa kein roi v'scha u'v'teido ki o shehu mechavin elo emes bibi kautoi. His criticism is correct. The apik ani toelis mitrechkach. And I'll gain something from it. O shu shoyge, the apik hu toelis vizulosa. Okay? So either he's correct or incorrect. The Rambam's ready. He's not, there's no cement over here. He's interested in truth. Yeah. The Seder. That is where we're standing. Now, so he says, V'akim, so therefore, if he writes the minion without rayis, there's nothing going to happen over here. It's a lost battle. But he needs to do something else. Just writing the minion with rayis is not enough. V'akim shroshim, Shuroi lismoch aleihem. B'minyin amitzis. Ukshis amis minyonom. B'maymo hazeh. B'rayim bureh she'ein sofik bo. The maymo hazeh is both. Oz yisbayi l'mi shikreihu yikroehu. Toz kol mi shemoneh hepech. Masha manino anachno. Okay.
This isn't so fair. Did the previous money mitzvahs explain the reasoning or not? They just gave him the minyan.
It's just a plain minyan the Baha'i.
So he's not being fair. He's the first one to do this.
I understand that. But, that's what he's... In other words, he says, whatever they do, I assume the Sefer Chepetz did do something. Okay? Okay?
Did Rabbi see? He says we have parts of it here.
Yeah, but I don't have it, okay? I don't have it. We have parts of it, okay? There is some things in Eben Ezra here and there, but the clear picture of taking the whole thing and working on each mitzvah and explaining why he's minor and having principles to be minor was the Rambam's invention. Okay? Now, what I want to do, and start next week, I'd like to start explaining what the word sherish means and what the Rambam means. We'll start with that next week.